Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:28, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 24th. And today we had a pretty emphatic rally on Wall Street and in Europe, and that was based upon good news. So this is something that is something we haven't seen in a while, is that markets are rallying on good news rather than on bad news. And then that's generally what is what we would expect to see, is positive, that there is traction in the U.S. economic expansion, that new home sales are at an eight-year high, and things are beginning to pick up. Now, that also bolsters the potential that the Fed will raise interest rates in the first half of the year, so, or at least within the next 3 or 4 months. Well, that's something that has held the market back for much of the last few weeks, where people have been pricing in this possibility. And now we're starting to see people starting to say, well, they wouldn't raise interest rates unless things were good news, unless the economy was expanding better than we had thought it might. So then that is something that now, with this upward dynamic, and it is fairly emphatic and broad-based, and not least by the banking sector. And when you start to look at, well, what are the kinds of sectors that could drive the market for higher? Well, one of them is the banking sector, because it's still reasonably large cap. The energy sector certainly has been a tailwind, because oil prices continue to advance and it remains a very consistent rebound, where reactions have been limited to between $5 and $6. And then technology has also done a bit better in here today. So the Nasdaq was up 2%, the S&P 500 up 1.37%, and then the majority of indices in Europe up in excess of 2%, and the Italian index up in excess of 3%, so unwinding all of yesterday's decline. But that's also on the back of the euro extending its decline. So if the US economic expansion is still in play, and in fact is gathering pace, and there is the potential that the Fed will raise interest rates, well, that's a tailwind for the dollar. So one of the things that was responsible for the outperformance of European stock markets at the beginning of last year was this accelerated decline in the euro. And now with the euro pulling back from the upper side of its range, the upper side of that range is around 115 to 116, and it's currently around 111, it's got, you know, it's not even halfway down in terms of that year-long range just yet. So then it's worth looking at some of those European stock markets, where they've been basically trending lower for a year. When you look at the DAX index, there's a fairly well-defined progression of lower rally highs, and it is now testing that progression of lower rally highs. That was one of the better performing European indices. When you look at some of the peripheral Eurozone country indexes like Italy, where you have had a substantial drawdown, not least because there are so many banks listed in Italy, then even there is some evidence of at least temporary support building, and a triangular pattern is in evidence. And generally speaking, when you have a progression of higher reaction lows and a progression of lower rally highs, that when you do get a breakout, it can be emphatic. But before the breakout, you don't really know whether it's going to be up or down. But generally speaking, if the euro is going down, then you'd have to bet that European stock markets are more likely to go up than down. And then if we see any additional weakness in the euro, then that could help to break some of these downtrends, at least in nominal terms, for some of these European indices. So it is now worth starting to look at Europe once more. And there hasn't really been an awful lot to say about Europe for really the last 6 months. But now they are starting to look a bit more attractive, and not least because those European indices have pulled back substantially more than their US counterparts. And in addition to that, their valuations are a bit cheaper than the US. Well, when we look at Wall Street, then I certainly have been surprised by the strength of the rally that we've had in here today. It is still broadly a rangy environment, but It's looking more likely now that we are going to see the index go up and test the peak around 2100. But if it went up the same amount tomorrow as it did today, then we'd be in excess of 2100 again. And then we have to consider that this has been a fairly lengthy range already on the S&P, that the index trended very consistently higher between 2012 and 2015, and it has been confined to this volatile range for the last, well, over a year. If that's the case, then we can look at it two ways. It is either developing top formation from a medium-term perspective, or it is the first step above what was a very large underlying trading range. And a sustained move to new high ground would really be required to confirm that we're moving into another upward phase in what has been already a very impressive seven-year bull market. And an email in here today asking what about the challenges that the secular bull market hypothesis face in terms of the record quantities of debt and the cyclically adjusted, or the Case-Shiller measurement of valuations or PEs, which is at very high levels. And if we do get a breakout from here, and that isn't associated with a spike higher in corporate profits, well, then that will represent valuation expansion. And then that would potentially represent us entering the third psychological perception stage of a bull market, which is the mania stage. And then that's when rationality goes out the window, where the crowd simply is resigned to its fate that we're going to have easy monetary policy forever, and that the only way to make money is going to be to get long, get leveraged, and not to think about the potential consequences too much. Well, we don't have a great deal of evidence of that just yet, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The market has not broken out, but today's move is encouraging, and a downward dynamic and a sustained move again back below the 2050 area. That 2050 area, where the index has been both below and above it on practically consecutive days for the last couple of weeks, has offered now support, and it is in the region of the trend mean. So there are obviously people that are willing to pay. Now, with the dollar's rally, and it was and in fact the pound is staged an impressive rally in here today, I should mention that it's up to 146 and breaking or really slapping down anyone who wanted to short it, and that's on continued optimism that the exit vote will not in fact pass from for the UK voting to leave the EU. And considering that had weighed very heavily on the pound, then some of that short trade is now being unwound. But by and large, it was a pretty firm day for the dollar, and then that has weighed on the precious metal market. So gold was down pretty heavily in here today. It was down $22, and now it's gone through the halfway point in terms of its range, and it really does need to find support around the $1,200 area to confound the people that are selling it short. But I mean, it is worth also pointing out that the bulls of gold were getting very, very encouraged when it was closer to 1300, and now we're pulling back to the lower side of the range, and it's a potential area of support, and therefore it's probably a better time to be thinking about initiating long positions rather than predicting. And I did see one prediction that gold was going to go to $10,000, so things were getting a little bit hot and heavy just 10 days ago. So we were ripe for a pullback, and the gold share index, which has doubled this year, was ripe for a pullback, and it is now getting that pullback. And now is the time to be thinking about them in a more interested fashion, because something that has been true of the commodity sector for as long as we've been looking at it is you don't pay up for commodities, and they really are better purchased following reactions, and we are getting a reaction, so it is one of those times to be getting a little bit more interested. And then the bond markets were a little bit weaker in here today, and considering just how low the yields are, then they do have potential to go higher from here. And I've been invited to Jeff Gundlach's most recent talk, and I think that'll be on Thursday, and I'll be very interested to hear what he has to say about the bond market, considering that he knows an awful lot more about it than I do. And if I can get my hands on the presentation, I will certainly post it. But I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.